Hi, my name is Jacob Piercy, and I'm a graduate student at MIT. My poster today is about field measurements from reconstructions in Omega Hollerum experiments. Essentially, what we're doing is using proton radiographs to recover electromagnetic field information from Hollerums. In the central panel of my poster, you can see the main takeaways of how we do this analysis. In traditional proton radiography, a capsule filled with deuterium and helium-3 is used to produce monoenergetic protons, which travel through an experimental plasma and are deflected within it to produce an image which records information about their deflections. On the left-hand side of the central panel, I show two such proton images from an experiment at the Omega Laser Facility, where a gold vacuum Hollerum was driven symmetrically about its Hollerum axis. We can see that there is a lot of interesting structure in the 15 MeV proton radiograph that we would like to get field information from, while the 3 MeV proton radiograph is blurrier as a result of scattering and not as amenable to quantitative analysis. My techniques involve recovering information from the sharp 15 MeV radiograph alone, which is a notable problem because net proton deflections are caused by both E and B fields at the same time, essentially giving us one equation with two unknowns. We use reconstructive methods developed by Bott et al. To reconstruct an angular deflection field. We then assume that all of the proton deflections are a result of electromagnetic fields and proceed to postulate a relationship between E and B to test. For instance, that some fraction F of the deflections are caused by electric fields while the remainder, 1 minus F, are caused by magnetic fields. We can then use the fields that we recover from that postulate to create synthetic 3 MeV proton images to compare to our actual data in order to tell us whether the postulate was accurate, in this case, allowing us to recover a value of F that best fits the data. In this way, while we cannot simultaneously reconstruct both fields, we can still recover information about the relative strengths of the fields in these Hollerums. For more information and detail about the analysis procedure, see the side panels of this poster. Thank you for your time.